Well, let's turn now to our regular series of conversations with members of the Massachusetts Congressional Delegation. Congress is now back in session after the long holiday break, and today the Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, made good on his pledge to begin the year with a House vote on rolling back the Affordable Care Act.
The House will put an Obamacare repeal bill on the floor and pass it and put it on the president's desk.
Well, a bit earlier today, we spoke with Congressman Stephen Lynch. He represents Massachusetts' 8th District. And I began by asking him for his reaction to Speaker Ryan's promise to put an Obamacare repeal bill on President Obama's desk.
Well, I think it signals a couple of things. I think it signals that we got most of the realistic measures through inside the omnibus bill that was passed just before the holiday break. And so these are just messaging initiatives, such as repealing Obamacare, which I think is the 63rd time they've put this bill on the floor. So it's going nowhere, but I guess they think it's good for their base.
Yeah, and going nowhere because it hasn't gone anywhere before. But obviously, if this makes it to President Obama's desk, he's going to veto it right now. I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is, from your perspective, is that what we're going to see a lot from Congress this year as we sort of grind towards the election in November? Is it going to be a Congress where not much gets done?
Well, typically, in election years, when you have a presidential election, it is a slower period. There have been some instances where, for instance, Mitch McConnell has said he's not going to move particular bills because he doesn't want to spot his members in the Senate. He's defending 24 seats in this election cycle. So, for instance, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, he has said that he's going to hold that and not allow it to get on the Senate calendar until after the elections, because he doesn't want it to hurt his chance of retaining control of the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about what President Obama did just yesterday regarding those new executive actions on gun control. He made the announcement at the White House, and of course, as you know, victims of gun violence stood behind him, and he called for tighter background checks on the sale of guns and for more spending on mental health and better gun safety technology. So here is the president speaking yesterday in the East Room.
In Dr. King's words, we need to feel the fierce urgency of now, because people are dying. And the constant excuses for inaction no longer do, no longer suffice. That's why we're here today. Not to debate the last mass shooting, but to do something to try to prevent the next one.
Congressman Lynch, what's your response to the president's executive actions?
I think it is stunning in its simplicity. It is reasonable. He's not really, these aren't extreme measures. I think most Americans, including gun owners, believe that we ought to have reasonable background checks, universal background checks, to prevent, people from getting guns who should not have them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a signal of how intractable this issue has been because of the position of the NRA and some others.
You know, we were actually looking at some polling numbers that were released at the tail end of last year. For example, one of them, a CBS News New York Times poll, found that 92% of Americans, including 87% of Republicans, favor background checks for all gun buyers. So President Obama obviously knows that. There's a lot of support, as you said, for what the fundamentals of what he did yesterday. And in addition, he also mentioned that he's not running for anything again, so he doesn't have to worry about the political implications of on him, at least, on the actions that he took yesterday. And that makes me wonder, I mean, do you wish he had gone even further, that the executive actions on gun control had been even more aggressive and not so stunning in their moderation, as you put it?
Well, my sincere wish is that Congress would act. We are the ones. It shouldn't be left to the president to elevate this issue or the bloodshed and the massacre of, in San Bernardino or Sandy Hook to bring this issue to the forefront. I think that reasonable parties could get together. And look, if 92% of the American people can get together, and 80-some-odd percent of Republicans, Congress should be able to reflect that, you know, in its work. Mm-hmm. And that's the big disappointment, that the grips of some advocate groups are so strong that they've got Republican members very fearful about crossing the wishes of their membership.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people listening share your wish for some sincere action of some kind from Congress on this issue. Before we wrap up here, a couple quick questions about foreign policy, because, you know, we live in a globalized world and we can't escape it. Obviously, today, North Korea claimed that it has set off a hydrogen bomb, which would be its fourth nuclear test, if true, since 2006. Any sense from you, but your reaction to that, or how this news is reverberating in Congress amongst your colleagues?
Well, you know, I know that it's very difficult to ascertain what any legitimate purpose on the part of the North Korean government could underlie this recent activity. We just have to try to work with China. I mean, I'm sure that their concerns are elevated as well. This last detonation was not that far from the Chinese border, so. You know, I think we need to work with our international neighbors to try to, you know, make some sense of it and to build in some reasonable precautions.
Mm-hmm. Another note here. Back in November, you joined 47 other Democratic congressmen and a huge majority of Republican congressmen in voting to restrict refugees from Syria and Iraq from resettling in the United States.
I agreed. That was a four-page bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't do what you said it does. It basically, the operative language in that bill basically said that the National Security Agency will review the vetting work that's being done by both the FBI and by Homeland Security. That's all that did. It's a very brief bill. It's worth taking a look at. I know there's a lot of hype, but neither the Republican governors nor the immigration advocates took a good hard look at the bill before they took their positions. It's really very, very modest in what it does. And it is just a level of scrutiny that is increased over those who can come into the country.
So judging from your response here, my guess is that your answer to my question, which was going to be, do you still feel that was the right vote to make? Your answer is yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not only that, we have to go further. So I'll be in the Middle East in the not too distant future to vet our vetting process. You know, in some of these places we've got mobile groups. In other words, there's such volatility in some of these areas, in these conflict areas, that we can't maintain full-time screening units for the purpose of immigration or asylum. That's really not serving us well. We don't have that continuity and the knowledge on the ground to make those good decisions, and that troubles me greatly. So we've got to figure out a better way, a more effective way of helping the people who are desperately in need of that help, while at the same time preventing, again, some of these terrorists from getting into the country to harm us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Congressman Lynch, we're just about out of time here, but I have one more question for you, bringing it right back home here to Boston, and I've saved the toughest question for last. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Tessie, the new Red Sox mascot. Do you like her?
I haven't seen her.
She looks a lot like Wally.
Okay. Yeah, we love Wally. Yep.
There's another big green monster, a friendly one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, Congressman Stephen Lynch represents Massachusetts' 8th District. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Congressman. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Magda. Good to speak with you. Happy New Year now.
Happy New Year to you as well. He was a good sport. I genuinely did not mean that as a gotcha question. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.